This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. San Antonio civic leaders have met with consultants and others about private management of the city-owned airport. The discussions follow several years of public agonizing over airport operations. Senior staff at City Hall say discussions about hiring a private company to manage San Antonio International began late last summer when a consultant and an airport management company met with city and county representatives, including city manager Cheryl Scully.
We have been approached about privatizing the airport by a group that has done this in Puerto Rico. We're studying that right now. I would say that in a very preliminary way.
Aerostar Airport Holdings is the company that operates the publicly owned airport in San Juan, Puerto Rico. We were unable to reach Aerostar for comment. Aerostar's website says it operates 9 airports in Mexico, including Cancun.
United Airlines is paging.
San Antonio International was built as a military base in 1941 and became a commercial airport in 1953. The city says the airport is financially solid, in the midst of adding a new parking facility and improved services. But in the past few years, San Antonio International has taken heat for not having more nonstop flights and for having average ticket prices that are more expensive than other Texas cities. Then last year, the airport reported the cancellation of flights that contributed to a 21% drop in passengers between the Alamo City and Mexico. City Manager Scully says the city is open to exploring private airport management.
And our finance staff are actually taking a look at it today, trying to study, is there a reason for us to even pursue this in a more serious way?
Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf says he's open to further discussions, but skeptical that privatization is a good move. Mayor Ivy Taylor has similar feelings.
The idea I thought sounded really interesting, reasonable, but my question was kind of why there weren't any other American airports besides, I think, Puerto Rico that were implementing the model.
Councilmember Joe Cryer says there are national models to look at. He's enthusiastic in part because he sees an opportunity to increase city revenue.
In the case of Heathrow in London, that private company pays a fee in the tens of millions of dollars per year for the right to manage that facility. So it is a major source of non-tax revenue for those communities.
It's progressive to take a look at whether or not you can have a better airport privately run by a contractor than by the city.
That's aviation consultant Mike Boyd. He says it makes sense for San Antonio to consider a private airport manager.
If you give it to a company that is professionally in the business of managing airports, it gets the politicians out of it. And that's a problem with a lot of U.S. airports. Unfortunately, airports can become cookie jars for politicians, you know, in terms of appointing their friends and whatnot. Not saying that's happening in San Antonio by any means, but when you give it to a private company, it's run as a business, and that's probably the way it should be.
Any deal, if it happens, would be several years in the making. Serious discussions aren't likely until after city elections in May. The next council would have to weigh in. And if the city decides to move forward, it would have to petition the Federal Aviation Administration for permission to contract with the private airport operator.
Looks like we're going to be using Gate B4. Bravo.
Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.